Matthew. Matthew 7th, yes, 7th chapter.
Amen.
I'm going to start reading at the 24th through the 27th.
Amen.
Matthew 7 and 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Father, again, as we bow, we ask, Lord, that you just open our hearts that we might be able to receive this that you have for us. Deliver the message, Lord, that you would have. And Lord, we be obedient completely to you, that we listen to the Father with a spiritual ear. And we hear, Lord, what you have for us. Take us, Lord. Use us. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. The scriptures that I've read is quite familiar to everybody. And I'm reminded of a story of builders that were fixing to build a huge skyscraper, a big building. And as they were laying out the foundation of the building, they were digging the footers, which you all know about. And as they were digging, the ones that were making the trenches didn't know they were just following orders like everybody else. They got down a ways and they dug down a foot or so, and they sent word back up to the boss and said, "Is that deep enough?" He said, "Well, I don't know. Send me up a rock." So they sent him up a piece of the soil. And he said, "No, keep digging." And he kept on, and he dug down another foot or so. He said, "Is that deep enough?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "Send me up a piece of material, a rock, that I can check it out." So they handed him up a piece of rock, and he looked it over, and he said, "Now, you're not deep enough. Keep digging." This happened 2 or 3 times. Finally, they dug down. Well, they were clear down almost out of sight. And they said, "Is that deep enough?" He said, "I don't know. Send me up a rock." He said, "I can't. They're too solid. I can't move them." He said, "That's deep enough. That's deep enough." So the foundation, you see, that he was building upon had to be on the solid rock. I'm reminded of a neighbor of mine back years and years ago when I was at home, probably in high school. But he decided he was going to build him a garage. And he had a garden by his house. And he went out and he put down some a couple of blocks laid on top of the ground, or stones, or whatever he had, probably. Maybe even boards. But he started his foundation on top of plowed ground. Everybody that walked by said, man, that thing will fall down in a short time. But he went ahead and he built it. And I don't know how long it lasted. It wasn't very long. But the point was that he did not have a good foundation. The scriptures that Jesus was speaking, he was speaking here from the Sermon on the Mount, as he was teaching of the things that people knew about, but he was speaking far beyond that into the spiritual. He was telling them that the hearing of the word and doing what it says is like building on a solid rock foundation. When we hear the word, when God speaks to us, when we hear the preached word, when we read the word out of the Bible, when we read this, it is great. But if we just read it, and that's the end of it, it doesn't do us much good. He was telling them that he that heareth the word and doeth it is like that man that built on the solid rock. He has a solid foundation to build upon. And when he builds upon this solid foundation, then the winds came. The rain came, the wind blew, and they beat upon his house, but it fell not. Because it was anchored well, it had a good foundation, it was solidly built upon the rock. He was telling his disciples that build your foundations upon the solid rock of Jesus Christ. Then when the winds come and the rains come and the wind blows and they beat upon the house, with the house being us, that it will stand because it's on the good foundation. Well, the winds do come, folks. The rains do beat upon us. I don't care who you are or where you've been, We each one of us faces our struggles every day. We find that the opposition beats upon us, tries to beat us down, tries to tear down the house that you are building. Yes. They try to tear it down, but if it's built on a solid foundation, he can't get it. He can't knock it down. There's that man again, built on the sand. Well, those of you that go to the beach every summer, yes,
I'm solid there.
You go out there on the edge of the beach where the waves are pouring in on you, and you know, you walk out on solid sand. You walk out there to where the waves are coming in, and it's solid. You stand there for a little bit, and then wave starts coming in on you, and the first thing you know, you're going like this, you can't stand up because it's all washed out from under you. The foundation is washed away. It's destroyed. The foundation, that man that built his house upon the sand, build it upon something that would be destroyed, easily overtaken. There's been so many peoples that has turned to Jesus Christ with good intentions, yet they have decided within themselves, I will follow Jesus. I will go with God. They come out of a world that is pure chaos out there. But they come out of this world And they decide, well, I don't like that anymore. I want to try Christianity. I want to try Christ. So they comes in and they do that. And then, yes, on my own, I get up and I say, yes, I profess, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and everything. Building a house without the foundation. Jesus Christ is first. He is first in our, if we put Him first, seek ye what?
The kingdom of God.
Well, I can't hear you.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all the rest will be added.
Ah, yes, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Yes, if we put Jesus Christ first, if we take Jesus Christ into our heart, and then start to build, things are built on a foundation that will stand forever. These young folks downstairs that are building a life, starting out, and being convinced that Jesus Christ is the answer to life from the beginning to the end. I mean, there is no stopping place. There is no starting. When we go with Jesus Christ, we lay a foundation that is solid. And all these things that comes in, yes, well, probably that man that built that house even on the solid rock, when the rain came, he thought, well, will she hold? Because it was really pounding down. When the wind blew, it probably made the walls sway a little bit. You ever been in a house when a big storm come along and you ever been to the beach when a tent was about to be blown over?
Yes.
Yes. But the thing is that when we build this house, even on this solid foundation of Jesus Christ, when the winds come, it'll make you rock, but you won't fall. You won't fall. You'll rock. Yes, you will. You'll take beatings. You'll wonder if is it going to hold? But it will stand because Jesus Christ is the solid rock. I'm reminded of another story that went about, which was some great big construction outfit that was building a bridge across the great Gulf. A long ways across this bridge. And they had laid the steel from each side to the center. And they had it all done. But there was one, when the pieces come together, when they build them up together, there was one pin, huge pin, that locked both sides together. So they built this bridge, put it all together, and when it comes time to put the pin in, it missed. It missed. It wouldn't fit. It lacked so much of coming together, there's no way that pin would go in there. So they got all excited, the workers, and said, boys, we've goofed. It ain't going to work. But the old engineer in the background, he just looked at him and he kind of grinned and he said, no problem. They went out early in the morning and when they went out there, they did the same thing. It didn't fit. But he would just kind of grin and said, don't worry. So the day progressed. The sun came up and the heat from the sun on the bridge caused that metal to expand. And as that metal expanded, it come closer and closer and closer together. Finally, at the heat of the day, it was lined up perfectly. The pin went in. The bridge was completed. You see, sometimes when we go on our own, when we build a house on whatever, we don't allow
for Jesus Christ and the almighty power to finish the job. We want to do it on our own. We want to say, well, hey, rush it up, this, that, and sometimes, all times, I should say, we should just stop and wait and say, Lord, I've done what I can. Now it's up to you. Yes, we would get in a hurry sometimes, take a shortcut, build on sand. And the first thing you know, when the winds come and it blows against our house, the roof leaks, the wind shakes the walls, and they no longer stay stable because the foundation isn't there. Down she goes. Great was the fall. I'm reminded of those peoples out there in California, I think it is. Millionaires, billionaires, whatever. They got more money than they know what to do with. And less sense. They'll build a house on the side of a cliff that's straight up and down. No foundation, nothing to hold it. They'll put it up there on the side of that hill. And look, stand back and say, wow, look what I have done. Then along will come the earth slides or the winds or what have you, and crashing into the canyon it goes. And then start crying about it. And Lord, oh, why did this happen? Why did that happen? Because they did not take into consideration of the foundation that it was on. Folks, if we build our foundation, if we set our foundation on that solid rock of Jesus Christ, you know, Christ was talking to Peter. He said, who do you say that I am? And he said, Peter answered, and he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus looked on him and he said, flesh and blood has not revealed it, but my Father which is in heaven. Yes. And he said, upon this rock, I will build my church. Ah. Upon this rock, Peter was not the rock that the church was built on. It was the revelation from God through Peter was the rock. That solid rock. Folks, if we build our house, this life, this house, upon Jesus Christ, that solid rock, it will stand. Satan will attack you on all sides. He can't talk. He'll just get after you the worst he knows how. But it will stand. Because greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. Can you say that this morning? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for the few words. And we just pray, Lord, that it has been, oh God, just exactly what we need here this morning. Father, that you will strengthen us, give us power. And Lord, keep us on that solid rock. We just ask, Father, that you will help us. Help us, Lord, to overcome all these things that Satan would throw at us. Because we know, Father, that you are greater than anything that he can throw at us. Keep our houses solid, Lord. Keep our house, this church, this people's solid in the rock of Jesus Christ. Keep us, Father, as one. Keep us, O Father, in the holy name of Jesus. For we ask it in his precious name. Amen. We stand and sing our song of invitation. As we stand and sing our song of invitation, if you have a need this morning of any kind, if God has spoken to you in any way, bring it to him.
470.
470.
as we stand and sing. 470.
All for Jesus.